Hello, fantasy basketball friends, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Roberts, and today we're going to continue our series where we look at different teams in the NBA. We break down the rosters into the different players you should be building your fantasy team around, the players that you should be stashing away in hopes that they produce later on in the season, and then the players that you probably need to drop and cut loose because they're not performing as well as you expected them to at the beginning of the season, and they're not likely to perform the rest of the season. To help me to do that, I'm joined today by Daniel Green. Daniel, what's going on, man, my man?
Marcus, how are you doing? Good to be back with you on the show. And
it's Friday. It's the Friday show.
The Friday show.
Did I say Friday show at the beginning? I may have said Thursday show.
Honestly, I wasn't listening to you. I barely even listened to you at this point.
Yeah, that's probably a good strategy. I may have said it was the Thursday show. If that matters to you, I apologize. It should have been the Friday show. It's the Friday show, and we're excited that it's Friday. Daniel, are you excited it's Friday?
I got to tell you, Mark. I got to tell the viewers that me and Mark just had a pre-show that lasted how long? At least 3 hours. It was daylight when we started the pre-show.
Oh my goodness!
And now it's dark.
We just kept saying we need to hit record. We need to hit record. Yeah. We should have hit record.
Both of us like texted people. We're like, we'll be done, you know, in like an hour. And now it's like 4 hours later. And like, you know, it's just that's how much me and Mark have become best friends during the last.
We covered shaving topics, like how to shave appropriately. We covered tipping, which is always an exciting topic.
Yeah.
What else do we cover?
I mean, I was going to let you list them because there's some certain topics I didn't know if we can say.
There's some stuff we don't want to spoil. But I
will say the shaving one was very intriguing. I know you guys, like, real quickly, it was just about, like, if you have, like, you know, a 4 or 5 day kind of stubble, it's not really a full beard.
Not a beard. You just want to look like you're cool. Like, you don't shave every day. You're not tidy, but. You're a cool guy.
Yeah, and the question is, what do you do with the neck hair, with like the hair on your dang neck? Like you know, can
Daniel,
you?
I have to be honest. I was a little disappointed that you didn't know that you need to shave the neck.
Well, you seem
like a very suave guy. I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you that.
Well, I am. But here's the thing, Mark. Because I told you, I don't go like at day five is as long as I'll go, and then I just shave my entire whatever I have my stubble beard.
I feel like you can't do the neck past 2 days though.
Oh, disagree completely. Yeah.
Like, no, you've got to keep the neck trimmed and nice and tidy. You ask the next person you go on a date with, you ask them how long they like their neck hair.
I'm going on a date with a very lovely lady tomorrow. And I would love for you
to ask her that.
And I'm pretty sure it's funny. Cause I actually sent her a couple photos of me today. Not to get your head out of the gutter, people, of helping me like purchase some items at a store. Again, get your head out of the gutter. It was nothing crazy. It was like I was buying a coat and some other things. So she could see my facial hair situation. So she didn't like text back anything like your neck looks disgusting.
Well, but like how many dates have you been on?
I know. Only one.
So she just thought it. She didn't respond to you with that.
You think she's horrified at what she's.
I think there are zero. No, yours. I got a glimpse before the show, and it looks okay, but it's borderline. I don't think you should go past a couple of days.
No, I don't. I'm totally with you. Like I'm at the point right now where I need to take action tonight. Like I need to shave something.
You need to do something about it.
But the thing is, what do I do? Because as I was telling Mark. That I like clean shit. I hate how I look clean shaven. I look like a baby, like a just not appealing to myself. But you know, but like I'm at the point where it's day five and like it itches and all that. So I need to like shave something off. So anyway,
yeah.
But it was a fact. I mean, it was fascinating conversation, as I'm sure.
I'll share the other piece of news.
Hold on, Mark. How many listeners do you think already turned the podcast off?
Well, they're gonna miss a sort of big announcement. Oh. So, my wife and I found out today that we're expecting a baby in May, and we found out today it's a boy. So, of course, the first thing I did is I went to the NBA store and I started looking at what sort of infant clothes they have. And it was basically what you would expect as you're scrolling through. Like I saw a Steph Curry thing and like a Kobe Bryant thing and like a Derrick Rose, like,
thank you.
Sorry, it was a delayed reaction, but I had to work fast. I didn't know you were gonna break the news on the air like
that. Okay. Thanks for the clapping.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah, very exciting. So anyway, I'm scrolling through. I'm looking at there's like some Celtic jerseys, but anyway, just like basically what you would expect, like the big stars or the LeBron stuff. And then I get to a Sacramento Kings jersey and I assume that it's DeMarcus Cousins. And I look at it and it says number 7. And I go like, what would you have thought if you saw number 7? I was like, I don't remember who's number 7.
I would have thought like Mitch Richmond, even though I know he's 20. Yeah. I would have thought someone, you know, Vlade.
I'm not like the best number guy. Like, I don't remember necessarily whose jersey number is whose.
Oh, so not like, so salaries, you know, salary, which
I'm good with jersey numbers. Oh, I'm not great.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm like, is that Rudy Gay's number? Is it like Rondo's? I kind of thought maybe it was Rondo's, which I thought would be weird. But
doesn't Rudy Gay wear 7?
No, I don't know what number he is. Anyway. I think it was 7. Anyway, it was Jimmer Fredette's jersey. Like this, a scrub player from 3 years ago.
Scrub is being kind, quite honestly.
he didn't quite reach the scrub level.
Yeah.
And so for it to be there, I was kind of going like, you know, like you see LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Jimmer Fredette. And that was, by the way, 3 teams ago. It wasn't his Hornets or Bulls jersey. It was his Sacramento Kings. So, of course, I had to buy it because I thought it was hilarious.
Was it any way alphabetical order, maybe, or in any way or something?
No. Like, there was only like Anthony Davis had a jersey, but there was only like maybe 10 players that had a jersey on there. Like, and it's really cute. Like, it's this little baby jumpsuit that looks like this authentic jersey, but it's the jersey and the shorts together. Like, it's all a onesie thing. Anyway, Jimmer Fredette, apparently very popular among the infants of our country.
Yeah, you know what's funny is there was actually an article 5 hours ago that basically talks about how Jimmer Fredette is working to get back to the NBA.
Yeah, Mark Spears put that out. I saw that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And the opening line is fantastic writing. With time running out, Jimmer Fredette did a pirouette atop the 3-point line and hoisted a potentially game-winning shot.
Excuse me, Daniel. Was this senior writer Mark Spears?
It actually just says by Mark J. Spears. But there's no
Marcus question. With a C.
Is it? Yeah, you're right. It absolutely is. Yeah, it is. But it didn't say senior writer, but I'm sure, you know, of course he is.
Well, I don't know, because maybe Woj is the senior guy and Mark is the not senior guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, the more I've been paying attention to that issue, and again, to the people who weren't with us when I was talking about this, like, everyone appears to be a senior writer. If you read, like, you click on a link to like any NBA article, especially on ESPN. But the more I've actually looked into this issue, Mark, you know what I've seen a lot of, actually? Staff writers.
Oh, that's the...
So everyone's not an ESPN writer. Not everyone can be Ramona Shelbourne.
Mark Stein.
J.A. Adande.
Mark Stein's my favorite among
the group. I just don't like him because he rubs me the wrong way. And I follow him on Twitter, obviously, purely for basketball. And he keeps tweeting about soccer.
You don't like the soccer stuff? No. I'm good with that.
Get soccer off my timeline. Get it off. Like, just remove it.
Yeah. No, you know? I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be talking today, like I said – we're going to go through some of the NBA teams, look at their players, because again, we're at the point of the season where there shouldn't be too many more surprises. You need to start kind of getting your roster in order. You need to start getting ready for the fantasy playoffs. But first, Daniel, I have a question for you. Very important question. I posed this on Twitter today. It came from my brother, actually. Over the next 5 years, who's going to be the best player at each position? And sort of tricky question, right? Because positions are sort of evolving, but who would you say is the best player or the best, who's going to be the best player for the next 5 years?
That's tough. I mean,
can I give you a little help? I think, I think it's pretty obvious. And like I said, I got a lot of feedback on this. I don't think Twitter. I think everybody said Curry for point guard.
Yes. Yeah, and like, you know, Curry, everyone would of course say him at the moment. But if you told me, especially if Westbrook goes like the Lakers or a different team, I could see Westbrook being the top point guard, you know.
See, Westbrook was – would you put him at point guard? Because Westbrook, I guess he's averaging the number of assists at this point where you would say, yeah, he's a
point guard. Yeah, of course. Where would you put him, at the shooting guard?
Well, I was thinking about what about Westbrook and Curry backcourt.
Oh, that would be – I mean
– I feel like you could slide him over. Now, he wasn't the guy who made the cut for me.
No, I think you're cheating the game. No. I'm deducting points from your.
I don't think he's a true point guard, though. I think he's always been a little bit miscast as a point guard.
You could say Steph's not a true point guard either. Like Draymond Green's their point guard.
No, but Westbrook is 6'4", 230 pounds. Like he's physically big enough that he could play shooting guard.
Yeah, but you're totally cheating the game.
Okay, well that's fine. I didn't choose him as my shooting guard. I thought about it for a little while.
I mean, I definitely see the
shooting. I'm not against Westbrook either.
But I think Steph. You know, you could say the exact same thing about Steph. He's not really a true point guard as well.
I guess I'm thinking more body size than like.
Yeah, if you're going body size, yeah, I'm
because
with
again, if you're going by assists, Westbrook is like second or third this year in assists.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And Steph is at like six. So you know,
I totally. Like they run their offense more through Draymond Green than Steph.
Oh yeah, he's their highest assists guy. So
and he's like top five in the league. Or
yeah, he's amazing.
All right, I'm with you with Steph. It's close though between Steph.
I don't mind if you want to go Westbrook. You'd be the first person that I've heard go Westbrook.
I mean, it would be closer. It would just be close to me in my opinion. I think like, I just like. I think the NBA has got
unspeakably like athletic, but I think the way that shooting is going right now, I think you have to give Steph the advantage.
I'm just thinking like
offensive things that you can do with Steph that you can't do with any other player in history. I think you have to take.
I agree, but right now Steph is still so much of a novelty act, in my opinion. Right, so like in my view, teams like there's people scouts and just all kinds of you know all the assistant coaches in the league and everyone else watching game film, they got to be just, you know, trying to devise ways to kind of stop Curry and figure out what the hell that guy's doing. Now, how much will they be able to kind of stop him going forward? Who knows? But I do think there's going to be, you know, defenses are going to evolve in the next few years. And so I don't know what Steph's going to be like in the next 5 years. Like Westbrook, he's going to be great regardless. Steph probably will be too. But
okay, I mean, take Westbrook. That's
– it's close. Go ahead. I mean, let me think about it, but like, I'm with you. I'm the
first person that would have taken Westbrook, but I don't think that's the worst decision.
Westbrook is phenomenal. Like, I can't believe he should have at least been in the conversation. Who else would have been in the conversation?
That's it. I mean, I guess you could say John Wall, especially if you're going like true point guard. Wall is the best defender of the group. Like Westbrook could be a very good defender, but in actual terms of production, he's a very mediocre to poor defender just because he's not disciplined at it. He dabbles way too much. He doesn't like engage as much on that end as he should. And so he doesn't have any advantage. He doesn't have the same advantage that Wall does defensively.
I'm trying to quickly look up what John Wall shoots from like the – what's his field goal percentage and his three-point percentage. Because like John Wall, I mean like I just can't take – I mean like I great player. Yeah.
But best like, passer, best passing point guard in five in the next 5 years.
Well, also, I guess the question that you seem to be like answering is different than the one I think was posed, right? So, if it was like put together five like a team that I want to like play with,
He just said best player at each position.
Yeah, if it's just best player though, there's no way John Wall could overtake Curry or Westbrook.
I'm just saying, I pick Curry. I'm just saying, you're saying who else is in the conversation? I think you have to say Westbrook's in the conversation. I think you have to say Wall is in the conversation. I'm not sure who else is there.
So you would put Wall above like Kyrie, who's still only like 23. Obviously, he can't stay healthy, so that's an issue. So
Kyrie, I had somebody vote for him, but at shooting guard, which I thought was probably true.
Again, well, see, then you got, I mean, like you guys are kind of twisting the game. Like,
no,
I don't know
because I think he is a shooting guard.
Again, like, you know, you said this at the top, you kind of said this, like, we're kind of evolving to a position in the NBA, like you, so, and that's why like all-star voting is front court and back court. So it's like,
and I don't mind if you want to go that way. If you want to say you want two point guards, because shooting guard is a tough position.
All right, so let's move on to shooting guard, though. So who's your shooting guard?
So this was the – let's end on shooting guard because this was the position where I think almost everybody voted for a different person.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Yeah. So let's flip around and talk about center.
D. Wade at shooting guard.
he's going to be in a wheelchair in 5 years.
No, that's what I was going to say. I think in year three, he won't be able to move. Or if he's still in the NBA, he'd be playing
unfortunately,
once every four games or something like that. Anyway, yeah, move on.
Center. Who you got at center?
I got Cousins.
Interesting. Wow. Nobody picked Cousins. I only got votes for two people at center. Can you guess who they were?
Again, and Mark gave me two seconds to answer this. He didn't give me any prep. So let's see, center. Whiteside?
No. Everybody either pick Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis.
See, I got Anthony Davis as my power forward.
Okay. Now, and I will say Anthony Davis got more votes at power forward than he did at center.
Can't put him at center. He's a power forward.
See, I disagree. I think because I see the potential of the Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis front court. But I don't think the way that the game is going right now, I don't think you can have those as your two, I don't think they can stretch the floor appropriately. I don't think they can guard the pick and roll nearly as well as they need to. I think you need more of a small guy at power forward at this point.
I mean,
just because Alvin Gentry is stupid and Dell Demps is stupid and they signed 100 centers and they're playing Anthony Davis out of position, I still think he's a center.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that, but just because I'm so used to seeing him play the power forward position.
But you would go Cousins. It doesn't matter. You go Cousins.
Yeah, I go Cousins to center. I think even though we are evolving into where center is kind of becoming an obsolete position and certain teams don't even need a center, the guy is just so supremely talented. I think he needs to get out of Sacramento, and I think he will. And someone with that talent,
I like that pick a lot.
For the next 5 years, he's a monster. He's so good. And
do you dock him at all for defense? I feel like your team is a little bit offense heavy.
We are moving into a portion of the NBA where defense doesn't matter as much, I think, but. I don't really – defensively, he hasn't shown a lot in Sacramento, but, get him in the right system and the right coach and the right team. And a player for the next 5 years at center, to me, I don't even think it's that close. I'm trying to think,
my pick was Karl Anthony Towns.
I mean, Towns, I like Towns.
But I love Towns.
Yeah, see, I mean, everyone loves Towns. And this also – I've been burnt by him in DFS a lot. So that may be part of the reason I'm not as high on him, but Towns is going to be good, but I don't think he's as talented as Cousins. Do you?
Yeah, no, this is where it gets interesting because you have to think which year will Towns, I do think he's as talented as Cousins in different ways. But what year does Towns get better than Cousins, if ever? Because next year you would have to say, even though I love Towns, I don't know that it's necessarily next year when Towns is way better than Cousins. So if he's behind this year,
so now you said way better than Cousins. I don't like that's
it, yeah. And I admit fully admit it may never happen. But if he's behind him this year and he's not there next year, then he has to be at some point he has to be way better than Cousins to get to the point where he's better over the course of the 5 years.
Towns is never going to be way better than Cousins. Now, he may be a way better person than Cousins.
That may have already happened. No, but, listen, I think Towns is going to have – he already, I think, impacts the game defensively more than Cousins does. And he's already – you start thinking about efficiency. Cousins is shooting 43%. Towns is shooting
I mean, Mark.
I don't think your sound is coming through very well, but I think that was booing.
Yeah, it didn't
come through great.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I knew who you were going to say before the show because I could have these ready to go.
Towns is shooting 52% and then 85% from the free throw line.
Cousins hates his team. Cousins doesn't want to play.
It's
Cousins,
true.
Cousins is not even trying half the time.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, maybe, I mean, I may this be wrong on Towns.
Because Anthony Davis is, I don't know. Like, if you're saying he's not a center, I think those are the three guys.
See, and, like we should have clarified the game at the start because, like, with the positions, because it's very, you know.
No, but that's kind of what makes it fun, I think.
Well, yeah, or frustrating.
All right.
So, sorry. So, you got Towns. I got Cousins at center. So, power forward. I got Anthony Davis. You're saying he's not. You're saying he could what be a center or what?
I say Anthony Davis is a center, and I guess I'm picking Towns over him.
All right. So, who's your power? Wait. So you're picking Towns over Anthony Davis as well?
I think so. Yeah.
You love Towns that much?
I love Towns that much. I think for me they're very similar players, and I think Anthony Davis hasn't shown the ability to stay on the court the way that he needs to be the best player at his position. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Anthony Davis. I think he's one of the best players in the NBA. And if he's the better center, I won't be surprised. But, and, you know, talk to me when he's played 70 games in a season.
Oh, I will talk to you then.
come talk to me then.
Can I not talk to you?
I just feel like if he's going to be the best player in his position, he should have maybe played 70 games once.
Yeah, That's a fair point. I mean, he's been in the league.
This is his fourth season, and he's played 64, 67, and 68 games.
What, wasn't one of those a lockout season, though?
No, I don't think so.
No, maybe not. But so my favorite thing about Anthony Davis is, like, you see people get kneed in the groin region all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a player go to the locker room after getting kneed to the groin?
I can't ever? Say. Like, no, I can't say that I have.
Yeah, I haven't either. You know, and we've all – if, you know, at least the gentlemen watching listening to the show all have been, you know, need yeah. or in that area at some point in our lives. And, you know, you get the 10 second delay and then you crumble down to the ground and then, a minute passes.
I'll tell you what, Daniel, I know you're not quite there yet, but fatherhood is not kind as far as in that regards. Children are like magnets to like kneeing right. and elbows right. and headbutts.
Right, so you're like an expert at this, right, Mark?
This happens to me like three times a day.
You don't go to the bathroom and lock yourself in there for an hour.
Just yeah. cry, no.
Yeah, so Anthony Davis, though, he got kneed in the groin. This must have been like 4 or 5 games ago. And went to the locker room. It was like, it was absurd. Yeah. And then he was questionable to return. Now, thank God he did, but whatever.
I can't judge a man for that.
Well, I'm just saying. He's a very soft individual. All so. Right.
So my power forward was Draymond Green.
So I had Anthony Davis before. So if I'm not going AD.
No, you can go AD. I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm just trying to think. If I didn't go AD.
Most people want AD. I will tell you that.
Who would I go other than Draymond? I would probably go Draymond too. I mean, I take him over Blake. I mean, Draymond's
Draymond
does everything.
Player.
The thing that would be cool to see if you put Draymond on a different team. Like, would he be as good? Like, how much – like, to me, the good question is, or an interesting question is, how much of it is the Golden State system that they have in place?
Here, I can give you the answer because my very first fantasy column ever was about Draymond Green, and it was in the Mark Jackson days. And I just basically wrote about how this guy – because he was having a good playoff series, and I was like, this is no fluke. He's done this his whole – now, the assists are different. Like, he didn't have the assists back then, but the blocks and the steals and the rebounds – and the three-pointers, they were all there the whole time. He was getting it. They just weren't playing him. And, like, the defense was there. And so, like, I think it was there before Steve Kerr came along with this beautiful system of basketball. Now, I think he's definitely helped by that. But it wasn't that long ago that we were at, like, game 3 of the finals, and he was basically unplayable. The Cavs had done things where people were like, the segment on SportsCenter was, can Draymond do the Warriors have to bench Draymond Green?
Yeah, the Cavs were just dropping off and letting him shoot.
Yeah, so I realize that's a risky pick, but this year he's been unbelievable. You know who I really wanted to pick at center, but I couldn't figure out how to do it, was Mark Gasol. I love that guy. Like, if you want to talk about a guy who I just blindly like, is one of my favorite NBA players.
Is that just because you have the same name?
No, I just love his game.
Oh, see, to me, he puts me to sleep.
He's got these flabby arms, and like, he's just like this nice dude, and he's out there like making awesome passes, and he just, like his, I don't know. He just plays the game like in such a pleasing manner, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to take a Tylenol PM, I just watch Marc Gasol. I mean, just a boring.
How dare you?
Just a slow, boring white.
How dare you? I bet you don't like watching the Spurs either.
No, I love the Spurs. I mean, you like the way they move the ball. Like Spurs, like people, everyone talks about how great Golden State is, and like just no one talks about the Spurs, which is, you know.
Nobody is more Spurs in the NBA than Marc Gasol besides Tim Duncan.
But that's not true. Like
absolutely, you go watch Marc Gasol. He should totally have been a Spur.
Well, no, but I'm saying like you watch the Spurs and like that ball movement. I mean, like you know, I said a key word there, movement. Like Marc Gasol can't move, so it's like
how dare you? We need to move on. This is
yeah. So I would take, but I want to talk for a second more about Draymond. So like
yeah,
don't you think he just looks like a fat chicken nugget? I was looking at him. Now he's in better shape this year than he was in previous years, but like I don't understand how he even does it. Like he's not that strong, but yet when on the
court, he's pretty strong. I think he's pretty strong. I think that's when we were, and I think his center of gravity is different. I think he's the closest thing that we have to Charles Barkley.
Yeah, I mean, like he doesn't. But maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe he just doesn't look that strong. But clearly he is, because he guards every position. Like any player. Like I don't know how.
Somebody asked me for my contest or for this game, what position Draymond Green was, and my only response was like Swiss Army knife ?
Yeah,
because I mean that's basically what he is.
Yeah, I mean it's just, but like he doesn't look like a really even a basketball player. Like, and like he does everything. I mean you could make a legitimate case he's the MVP of the league.
Like absolutely, he's you don't have to talk me into it.
He's played that well. Anyway, all right, moving on. Small forward.
This one was where it got interesting. I didn't think through my options. Like I maybe want to change my pick, but I picked KD, which I think is a pretty safe pick.
See, yeah, I mean, I have KD or Kawhi as my two.
And that was the person who got the most votes.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, if I had to choose one, if you asked me and I had like a second to answer, I'd say Durant. But if I actually had time to think, I would go Kawhi. Just because defensively with that guy,
can you imagine if he and Draymond Green and like whoever, Anthony Davis or Karl Anthony Towns were on the court? That would be shut down.
I was just going to let it linger there and not say anything.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's amazing to watch Kawhi play. And the thing is, like, he's so good offensively, too. Like, he's so efficient, like with the ball. He doesn't force shots, and he plays.
I guess you're not gonna let me get away with Kawhi as my shooting guard.
Oh my! Like honestly, dude, what are you doing? Like no! Like come on! You've ruined this game. All right. So
can I tell you? Would it help you if I tell you who I got votes for shooting guard?
Well, I'm sure you got votes for Harden.
Harden got votes. Jimmy Butler got votes.
Yeah.
Kawhi got votes. Kyrie Irving's got votes. Andrew Wiggins got votes. I'm trying to go through this. I think those were the main people.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler probably got the most votes.
I mean, Harden is only like 25.
Yeah.
So I would. Then again, and we're talking about someone who doesn't play, defense. I mean, Harden is just the worst.
Yeah, you've already got Curry. I feel like, which
he's not great. What do you mean? I already got Curry.
Well, like, Curry's not a great defender. He's good, not great. So if you're gonna,
This is the game. We're playing different games.
I know. I keep mixing the games.
Going back to like having like these are five players on the same team.
No, you're right. We're just talking about best player at the position.
Which I think would have been a more interesting game to play if it was like pick, the best starting five.
Well, don't you just pick the Warriors?
Well, no, because then I could have seen John, maybe. Then you can make an argument, but you want John Wall because you need someone who's going to pass. Like,
yeah, you need the shooting, though. I think you need Curry shooting. Okay, so do you like one of those guys? Because I actually had a different pick, but you might say that I'm cheating again.
I mean, you're probably going to put a center at shooting guard. No,
you. Marc Gasol.
Yeah, you Marc Gasol. I mean, he's going to shrink it as he gets older. Tell me, nothing's coming to my head.
No. Like, who did you pick one of those guys? Like, either Butler or
I want to pick Wade just because that would be fun to see.
Oh my goodness.
I guess I would go Butler. I mean, I don't. Shooting guard is really bad.
It's a weak position.
I'd go Butler just because, you know.
So I went Paul George.
That's cheating.
No, because he plays guard sometimes, especially when Danny Granger was there. He played guard.
Cheating. Cheater.
Think about that lineup though. If you had Kawhi, Paul George.
Why do you keep going back?
Oh my goodness! Think about it though.
I don't know.
You have Paul George. You have Kawhi. You have Draymond Green.
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what to say to you, man. It's like, yes, if that was one lineup, that was great. So everyone got to listen to us play two completely different games.
So no, I'm Paul George.
Well, no, I he's not a shooting guard. Like, for purpose of this game, I just don't think he should be allowed to be a shooting guard. But I will say this: I didn't even think of him for small forward, and he's in play, man. Like between Durant or Paul George,
that's a tough one for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and Kawhi, like, and Paul George, like, that's, I would have to think about that, man. I would give him strong consideration. Like, he's been great.
Yeah,
he hasn't shot the ball that well, but defensively, you know, he's terrific. And Durant still, like, that foot that you know, the Jones fracture. So
we'll have to listen to this in 5 years and see how we came out. So I thought the Wiggins thing was way premature. Like, he's good, but he's not that good.
If you had, like, if you had to pick, like, who are the next five years, who are going to be the most one-dimensional players at each position?
Oh, my goodness.
Wiggins, my shooting guard. Because what else does he do besides score?
Nothing.
And I'll say, I won't even say score at this point. I'll just say shoot. I don't think he's shooting that well. Like, that whole Minnesota team, and maybe, again, it's partly because they've all killed me in DFS. I'm not going to lie. I've lost money from all those boys this year. But, like, Rubio, I'm not a fan of Rubio anymore. Like, get a jump shot, Rubio. I'm just like, dear God. And, like.
Now we have to mention LeBron James at some point, right? Like, I'm off topic here, but as the small forward, no?
Yeah, I mean, so LeBron's 31.
I know he's old, but he's LeBron James. He's one of the best players of all time.
I mean, like, so I had LeBron, and then I thought about those last 2 years. So at 35 and 36, now think about the amount of minutes and already the.
So if you're picking, so say you're picking Kawhi Leonard, you don't think Kawhi Leonard is better than LeBron James now?
No.
So what point do those two intersect? Like, the trajectories of their career?
I think year three. Not next year, the year after that, but the year after that.
I think that's why you can make a case it's still LeBron.
I think you can. I just would rather go Kawhi. But yeah, no, I think you can. And I would, you know, and actually, I'd rather have LeBron over maybe even Durant. Yeah, the small forward's tough. There's a lot of good small forwards.
Yeah, it's not like Durant's. I mean, how old is he? 27. Yeah, he's still in a good place. All right. That's a fun game. Not very helpful to your fantasy team.
So all of you guys, what I want all of you to do who are listening, or if you want, tweet us and say who was playing the game correctly. Was it me? Was it Daniel or was it Mark?
Well, I definitely played two versions of the game. So
well, it was weird because you played two versions, and then within the different versions, you had centers at point guards, you had point guards at power forwards, you took great liberties. At the definition of position. So everyone tweet us who played the game correctly, Mark in his trickery, or me in my trying to stick to the real rules of the game.
Here's my only case for the fact that I should win, because I think you're right. I probably cheated. You at one point threw out Hassan Whiteside's name, which I think should automatically disqualify.
I should lose points for that. Yeah. But you had time to think about this. Like, the whole day you were thinking about this. Me, you hit me up like, you know, a minute before the show started. So, and center was tough. I mean, like, because I'm not a Towns fan. So I went to Cousins, and I was like,
Let's go back to this. What's wrong with Towns? Because he lost you DFS one night?
Wait, no. Hold up. So I went to Cousins, and I said, if not Cousins, who else – what other center would I want? I said, Marc Gasol is a little too old for me. I did consider him. And then I thought I wanted someone obviously young with upside. You know, DeAndre Jordan, hell no. You know, I mean, Whiteside, you know, can't, so he, I, he can't, he just was on my short list. I mean, he wasn't going to, you know, I wasn't going to pick him, but there's not a ton of centers. So it's like,
yeah, it's okay. You don't lose all of the points, but you lose like 1 point for that.
And then I thought, you know, Okafor, maybe Okafor. And then I did, I thought Okafor Towns. And then I just not.
You secretly don't like Towns and love Okafor, don't you?
No, I do not.
I feel like this has come up a few times where you've been like, Okafor is great and Towns isn't great.
No. I think I'm not a big fan of. I think they're both nice players. They're both going to be good pros. I just some people are like, you know, like you. You guys love Towns, and a lot of people like Okafor. I think he's going to be, you know, an all-star as well. I just am not as high on them as other people. Like I just, you know.
Give me one reason that I shouldn't be high on Towns.
I don't think his offensive game is that great.
What are you talking about? He's averaging. he's shooting 53% as a rookie, and 85% is from free throw. He's only playing 29 minutes, but
Jordan shoots 70%. So you can't use field goal percentage as a.
They take different shots.
No, yeah, no. I mean, that was a bad answer by me. I should lose points.
No, I just field goal percentage is not a great metric because like Tyson Chandler shoots like 65%, and we wouldn't say that he's a great offensive player, but.
Right. I like Towns. I like his game. I think he's good. I just don't think he's God's gift to everything. Like, you know, like I would just would like, you know, like we've been saying, like said, the center position is not going to be that important. Like how, I don't know. I just like, he's good.
I'm going to save this podcast in a special folder on my computer. And I'm going to send it to you like at the end of every season that Karl Towns wins the MVP.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. See that this may be the real reason why I dislike Towns. Like, you guys are obsessed with this guy. Like, you have him as an MVP. You have him as way better than DeMarcus Cousins. Like I just don't see that. You know, that's I think that, you know, that's everyone's overreaction. You know,
you're missing the boat, man.
And this also did come into my factoring. He's in Minnesota. Whatever goes right in Minnesota.
That's true.
You know, like something's gonna go wrong.
Yeah, David. Yeah.
Like, he's not going to stay there. So what team is he going to end up on? But
that's 8 years from now. So
yeah, right. So he's got to stay in Minnesota for eight horrendous years. They're going to stink every year. Like that's almost a given, right?
I don't know. I feel like they're already outperforming expectations. Solely because of him.
No, they've been horrible lately. They've dropped down almost the worst in the West.
Yeah, but you expected them to be as bad or worse than Lakers before the season started. Or generally.
I thought they'd be better, man, with Rubio allegedly having a jump shot, with Wiggins, with
We knew that wasn't going to happen.
I actually had some expectations for them. I mean, they lost 78 to 74.
They're yesterday. Only 2.5 games out of the eighth spot.
Hold on. They lost to Denver yesterday, 78 to 74.
The thing that you have to remember, though, is their coach is not like a competent NBA coach.
Tayshaun Prince got 32 minutes last night.
This is what I'm saying. That's the counter to your argument there.
Why would you play Tayshaun Prince 32 minutes in a game when you're scoring 74 points? That just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Also, it's interesting that Pekovic came back yesterday and looked actually really good. 15 minutes, 12 points.
Good for him.
So I know we're not talking about the, you know, we're not playing the show of would you pick him up, but is there any way you would do anything with Pekovic or no way?
No way.
I
don't think his NBA, his body can handle enough minutes that he's at all relevant.
Now, do you think that if you had Gorgui Dieng, would you drop Dieng because of Pekovic coming back?
I'm definitely watching it though. Like, I'm not doing anything. But I'm definitely watching it because
I dropped him.
Wow, that feels like a little bit of an overreaction.
I mean, Dieng has not been putting up the last couple of weeks, hasn't been doing as well. And with Pekovic back, even if he gets 15 minutes a game, and then he's probably going to go up and get that and get more than that going forward. Like, who's it going to cut into? I mean,
I just don't think Pekovic is going to last that long.
Yeah, but I think if he's only playing like 18 to 20 minutes a game, maybe he will.
That could happen.
You know?
That could. He might not get hurt, but he gets hurt every single year.
But that's when he was playing starter minutes.
Yeah. I just don't think that there's anything that like, I don't want to react to anything that Pekovic does because I feel like he's, until he proves me otherwise, he's a short-term guy.
Well, plus, like we've seen in years past, he does nothing except score and rebound. Like, he can't block. Right. He can't, honestly, do you think he gets, can he get, like, 3 inches off the ground? Like, how much, when he jumps?
I don't know.
Like, how much air will be? Yeah.
But there's nobody I want to see less in the back alley than him.
I totally.
Like, he's the scariest dude in the NBA.
If you could choose one guy, like, if you know, you had to go out. Let's say you had to go out. No, let's say you're at a club. Even though you know, I know this is, you're married with all these lovely children now, and your dog that you don't even like. That's, we got to talk about that on a podcast one day. Mark has a dog and doesn't like his dog, and it drives me nuts. Anyway, so let's say you're going to a club and you got to bring one player as a bouncer, as like your personal bodyguard, and because you're gonna go like, you know, hit on some girl who's with her boyfriend, you know. So you need someone like, you know, to really back you up. Who would you take? I would take Pekovic.
I think Pekovic is the obvious, easy answer. I don't think I would be upset though if I had Draymond Green. He seems like he's got the personality to.
Draymond would go and steal the girl.
Well, that's probably true
for himself. Yeah, that's probably true. And then laugh at you.
Kevin Garnett, I don't think would be a bad option. He seems like a scary dude just because he screams all the time.
Yeah, he would scare the girl away. But yeah,
he's not physically imposing enough. Like, he's not the build that Pekovic is, but seems so intense.
Garnett's not bad. Who else would be good? What about Steven Jackson? Jackson, bringing him back.
Yeah. How about this for a segue? What about Rudy Gobert?
Like, just in general or in life or what?
No,
bringing back tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm saying for the bodyguard. And then I was going to segue into the first game back. Yeah.
That's it. You know, that's outside the box thinking, man. Yeah, I guess he would be pretty good.
He's French. I don't know if that probably doesn't help.
Yeah, that hurts. Like, yeah, you can't be French. That's too smooth, too sexual.
And he's very thin.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said Gobert, I wanted just to back you up, but I really wasn't feeling it.
Okay. No, you don't need to do that.
I know. I was surprised at myself. You know me. I don't do that. I was like, what am I doing? I felt like I've been against you the whole show, so I needed to back you up.
And okay.
You know, what about, why don't you bring Karl Anthony Towns as your bouncer?
Oh, my goodness. I would just be like, I would have like my arm around him and like, it would be too much.
Here's another game. If you could have one player over to share a meal with, who would you have dinner with?
So what's the setup here? Like, what am I looking for?
No, just,
or is that up to me?
Yeah, no, it's up to you. Just like, so who would be interesting to talk to for you? Like, one, an NBA player who
like, anytime I see like on a podcast that they've interviewed an NBA, like a player, I almost always skip it because I think players are so uninteresting.
Well, yeah, but they're uninteresting like on podcasts because they don't want to say anything dirty. But like, if you got them, like, no, if you had someone you could actually have a legitimate conversation, no cameras, no podcasts.
I think it would be easy to want to pick like one of the stars, right? But I still don't know if, like, I think here's an outside the box one. I think like Joakim Noah would be really like, I think you're having a good time if you're.
He'd be fun. Yes.
Noah.
And he'd bring lots of ladies.
But again, that's not what I'm looking for here, but
me neither. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, you are. You're single. You can do that.
No. I mean, well,
I think Draymond Green would be pretty interesting.
Draymond would be Chris Bosh would be an interesting one.
Yeah, I feel like
if you listen, actually, like, he's one guy who actually, when he does give interviews, he's like a different cat.
Yeah. No, he totally is.
He's like into like, he's not into the nightlife or any of that stuff. He's into like all kinds of like the piano and like,
yeah,
just a bunch of like weird stuff that not weird, but just different stuff. Like not the typical jock type stuff. He likes history and like a bunch of, we have some interesting conversations with him. But,
all right, back to Rudy Gobert, because I don't think we're going to get to our team breakdown here. I apologize if anybody was looking forward to that. We'll be back with that on Monday. Rudy Gobert, though, returned to the lineup. Sort of a surprise. I think he was listed as doubtful before the game. and he came back. So what does this do to, I think the important question here is, what does it do to Jeff Withey?
I knew you were going to ask me about Jeff Withey. I mean,
do you have nightmares about Jeff Withey at this point?
No. I mean, like, look, I can admit when I was wrong. Like, Jeff Withey had a nice run, but let's be honest, that run is over. So
with Gobert. With
Gobert back, you drop Withey. If you picked him up.
Oh, you hate Withey.
You drop him immediately. Like, it's just, it's value done. I mean, you could say even today, 17 minutes. Like, it's just
Why don't you tell us what he did in those 17 minutes?
He put up some nice numbers. He put up 8 points.
He put up four rebounds, 2 blocks.
1 assist.
Oh, man, Jeff Withey.
I mean, all right, if you could have Towns or Withey, who would you pick?
Like, over for dinner?
For dinner, your bouncer, and on your team for the next 5 years. All three.
Jeff Withey's been a top 50 player the last 2 weeks, I'll tell you that.
It's been great.
10 points, 8 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. I think that string of games happened immediately after you poo-pooed him as a player you would want to own, like, the deepest of leagues.
I think I said, if you're thinking about, like, ever owning him, you need to, like, call a hotline for something, because you're a lunatic. But this is legitimate. If you could pick only one player to have over for dinner, to be your personal bodyguard, and to be your player on your team for the next 5 years, who would it be?
I think that's – I mean, Jeff Withey's definitely in consideration here.
I mean, come on. I think it's Draymond Green.
I think it's probably Draymond Green. Here's the thing, and I know you're going to call me crazy. So did you hear about this? Like, in Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns was actually a really interesting interview for, like, his first couple of times. And then Kevin Garnett basically stepped in and was like, you're not doing that anymore. Like, he was giving interesting quotes. And now Karl Anthony Towns just gives, like, stock answers because Kevin Garnett's probably threatened his family or something. So I might go Towns.
I mean,
I think Raymond Green's probably the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked because I knew you were a Towns fan, but, like, yeah,
I tell you, man, when you start digging in the stats and you look at, like,
I got to go back and check out. Not only I like watching game film too. I'm gonna go watch some game film, and also I'll go back and look at the deep analytics on him to see. Maybe I'm missing something. Like,
when you start comparing him, like, the stats that he's putting up to the stats that, like, other people has put up as a rookie or in college, he compares very favorably.
All right, give me this then. So let's say 3 years from now, what numbers will Towns be putting up?
So let's see. So what's he putting up now? On a per 36 minute, let's see. I'm pulling this up. I know this is exciting for everybody. I think right now he's averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds, 2.5 blocks or something per 36 minutes. So I think, 11 points, or sorry, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 2.5 blocks right now. I think those go to, I think he gets closer to that 34 minutes, 35 minutes a game. I think he's giving you 25 points, probably the same 12 rebounds and 2.5 blocks. I think that's about where he's going to be.
Yeah. I mean,
but again, like, it's not all stats. Like, even though our show is fantasy and it's stats, like, you just watch him play. I think he's already, like, very rarely is a rookie contributing to a team, like, helping them win. Like, if you just went through each player and said, you're a positive on helping us win, you're a negative, I would say 98% of rookies are negatives, especially in their first few weeks. And Towns, I think you would just watch him. You can already see he does, like, he makes the right plays. Like, I think he would actually play for the Spurs, or any team that's competing. Cause I just think he adds value every time he's on the court, whether it's in the stat column or not. Like, as much as I love Porzingis, I don't think he's quite there yet. I think he's putting up great stats. I think he's showing a lot of potential, but I still don't think he's quite at the point where he's adding a lot of values to getting people victories. And I think Towns is already there.
Yeah, I disagree with that last comment. No, I mean, Porzingis is absolutely helping them win games. Like, I mean, like, I watched that.
I'm not going to fight you on that. Like, I love Porzingis. I just.
But it's not a matter of if you love or hate. It's just a matter. I mean, this is just factual. I mean, like, I watched the Knicks beat Miami yesterday. Porzingis shot the ball horribly. But the things he was doing, like, defensively, I mean, he was altering all kinds of shots. I mean, he was really impressive. Like, so, like, yeah, no, I like.
And if you want to argue that Porzingis is already in that category, like I said, I'm not going to push you on that one. But by and large, like, most rookies, like, even Kevin Durant as a rookie was a negative to his team.
So is your rookie of the year then a no-brainer at Towns?
I mean, Porzingis is keeping it interesting, but I don't think Okafor is in the discussion.
No, but to me,
I think it's a two-person race.
I go Porzingis,
and I think Towns has the edge right now.
I go Porzingis for many reasons. One, because everyone else is obsessed with Towns, especially you.
And, come on, everybody's obsessed with Porzingis.
Yeah, that's actually true as well.
Actually, if there was a guy, he might be on that dinner list.
Porzingis?
Yeah, he seems like a really interesting guy.
Yeah, he actually does, and I'm sure his. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, he wouldn't even fit in my apartment. Like, he's a monster. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he grows each game I watch him play.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yesterday he looked like 8 feet tall against Miami. Like, and he was like taking threes, and then he was like pumped. He was like, it's amazing. I like how versatile that guy is at that size. But all right, and lastly, and this podcast has taken many different turns. But all right, so you know how we did the game about if you could have a player for 5 years?
Yeah.
So if it was 10 years, just pick one or two guys.
Still going Towns.
All right, leave Towns out of it.
Anthony Davis is still 22.
Towns is going to be the godfather of your unborn son.
can I sign up for that?
I mean, you can ask him. I'll tweet him.
Can I tweet?
You should change your Abby to Carl Anthony Towns, and I'll do mine to DeMarcus Cousins.
That's not a bad idea. I think the only guy that we didn't bring up that I think warrants being brought up is Ben Simmons. He's not in the NBA yet, but
oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
If we're talking 10 years, I think Ben Simmons might be on the list.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
That guy's been – he's looked great.
Yep.
So. All right. I think that's going to wrap up our show for today. We're going to have to put a warning on it that it's pretty much just nonsense, but hopefully the listeners like it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I had a good time. Did you?
Sometimes you just got to shoot the breeze, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean – who really wanted to talk about Houston anyway?
We'll talk about Houston on Monday.
Yeah. It's a Friday show. We had our own Friday show, right?
Yeah. We were kicking back. It's been a long week. We're just enjoying talking about basketball.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to tell people about?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Everybody go watch some basketball. Go to NBA.com, go to the stats page, and watch all of Carl Anthony Towns's highlights. Do yourself a favor. I'll tweet out a link to it. I'm telling you, at some point, I'm going to save this podcast in a special file on my computer, and I'm just going to email it to you every year.
I can't wait for that.
And all right. Everyone, go enjoy some basketball over the weekend. Have a good time. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Even if you don't want to listen to it, just hit subscribe. That helps us out. Take your mom's phone or your friend's phone, hit subscribe on that.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah, it's really easy to do. Just like whatever phone is, like, you know, at work, whenever, if you know, your boss steps out of the meeting, just take his phone, quickly subscribe. Like, it's not, you know, I'm down with it. I actually did that at my office.
Yeah, absolutely. Really easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.